Hello and welcome to the broadcast bonus content for February. My name is Colleen.
Sorry. I got overexcited.
Actually, anything goes in the bonus. Anything goes.
It's a early blast of excitement.
Right. It was a little bit premature. I'm sorry. But it kind of reminds me of our very first episode ever. And since this is our very first bonus episode, patrons bonus episode, maybe it's fitting?
Look at you, Sandy, bringing it all back around. You're good at this.
I'm down. Awesome. So we're going to introduce some clips that we have saved throughout the last couple of weeks for you. A little bit of bonus clips. We're just going to introduce them for you. And I don't know if we're going to do this every month, but we're doing it this month because it's the first one. So
starting strong.
Yay. Okay.
So starting strong. We'll see if we can keep it up.
That's what she said.
A little bit of endurance, a little bit of training, a little bit of fortitude.
I'll try not to prematurely say hello every time.
Please do. Like I said, anything goes in the blooper, in the bonus. We're not even in the bloopers, and I'm not editing this.
Maybe one month they will be bloopers. We don't know. We're blazing a new trail here.
Woo! Yeah.
That's right. All right, so this first clip is fitting that we start with this because I know everybody has been dying for a Zach potty training update. So if you're ready, without further ado, we are going to kick off our first ever bonus episode with some poop talk. Are you ready, ladies?
It's always ready for the poop.
Yep.
All right, let's go.
And now I'm going to move the point where I just pointed out all that stuff where she was to here. It fits better. That's what she said.
Hashtag poopers.
Oh my god, I thought you said poopers at first. Like, speaking of an old
old topic.
Yeah. Like, man, someone hasn't said poopers in a long time.
Although we did talk about cat poop at the top of the hour.
Yeah, we sure did.
It's true. I mean, true. Yeah.
It's, you know, and I talked about how great it gets when you're finished with your kid's ass, I guess. That conversation, though, with me and Jay came up because we were talking about how nice it has been since Zachary has been potty trained and we don't have to, like, literally go to places and worry that he's going to, like, shit.
Is he, like, fully good to go now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good. That's so great. Oh,
yay. He's had one or two accidents and they've been, like, legit. So it hasn't been, like, you know, before. And it's, I was really, we've been really proud of him. He's done really, really well.
That's awesome.
I know.
Good.
Turns out we just had to threaten him with his peers making fun of him for when he
told him. Hey, you know, peer learning sometimes.
Sure is.
It's really, yeah.
Yep.
Damn, you're
burp. All right. So that's the end of the first clip.
Oh my gosh. I like relived it again. Yeah. Like, I heard poopers again. I was trying not to laugh.
Yeah.
I am a repetitive son of a gun. I also said before we started recording, excuse me, I'm going to burp. So it really has come full circle for me in this here bonus content.
It always comes full circle.
It always does.
All right. So our next clip is from our Real Weird Sisters crossover. And this actually is a little bit behind the scenes-y of how we come up with sometimes whether or not we're going to do feedback, because we used to like do it in advance, and sometimes we do, but a lot of times we do it on the fly. And this was one of those times where we were kind of in the moment discussing it with them, and the recording was still going, so we cut it out. This also actually, because it was part of the overall discussion and didn't make sense to kind of keep it in because it all kind of flowed together, we talk about how everything in life comes back to a Hamilton reference. So, are you ready, ladies and listeners?
Oh my god, that's set up. I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear what was said.
Right. I'm sure I have just as much to say about that now as I contributed then.
Here we go. So I was thinking, do you want to save our non-Harry Potter feedback for next week, Amanda and Shandy? But we can all take turns doing them. That's what she said, because they're fun.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. Unless we want to, the only other thing I could think of was the swearing article, which we could all like. I mean, that's whatever. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Because yes. The echo thing, I'm supposed to hear my levels, but all I can do is hear myself.
Oh, yeah. That probably is distracting.
But it makes me want to talk less because I don't want to hear my own voice.
And smile more.
Oh, I like it.
Well done. Well played.
Really, really well played.
Yeah.
Well, I was at a meeting this morning and I was joking around with one of the people there, and he was saying how he was joking that he's his wife's like eye candy, and I was like, does she tell you to smile more? And she goes, she tells me to talk less, smile more. And I was like, oh. And then we were talking about the theme of what this committee was, and the theme this year is what will your story be, and he's the one that came up with it. And then it hit me, like, this was at like 8 a.m. It hit me at like 4 p.m. I was like, holy shit, that was a Hamilton reference too. Because I think he was like playing off who lives, who dies. Yeah, I think he was playing off of that, who tells your story.
Seriously, do you work with Lin-Manuel?
He's like undercover boss.
Maybe.
I thought he was in Puerto Rico.
That's his stunt double.
Yeah. He's a doppelganger. Anyway, okay, so do we want to do this swearing thing and Matt's What She Said, or do I just do Matt's What She Said? And then, because we don't have a ton of wizard feedback, but I didn't want to distract from the story. I didn't want to distract from the topic in general. Like, last year, the Barney thing was kind of out of place. But this could be more seamless.
I forgot about that Barney thing.
I did too, but it's all coming
right back to me.
I still don't remember what we were talking about.
It was tantric Barney. The actor was a pedophile or something, right?
No, it was tantric Barbie. Tantric Barney.
Oh. No, he wasn't a pedophile. Like, he was just like, he had opened like a tantric shop or something.
Oh, right.
And it was all right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And involving people of age, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then we talked about
I don't know where I got that.
Your kundalini.
Well, it's like the Barney guy.
And yoga, tantric stuff. I don't know. But
so this is like becoming our annual topic of conversation, I guess. So
I'm cutting all this out. This is going in the bloopers or something. Or the Patreon, because we're doing a new Patreon thing, but we're not going to announce it till next month. But maybe this will be our Patreon conversation.
There we go.
I like it.
We're doing bonus content. Okay. So what did we decide on this article?
Either way is fine for us.
Yeah, I'm okay with either way too.
Ooh,
you guys decide.
This echoes only in this ear.
Ooh.
Yeah, I wondered, because I was actually going to ask that, because when I had the Yeti microphone, if I put in both earbuds, then I would hear myself. But if I just had one, then I wouldn't.
Well, this is weird. Great. This is much better. Okay. So, yes, was that a yes or a no?
How's our time so far?
So we're at about 30 minutes, 32 minutes. We'll save this for next week.
The other stuff's going to be...
because we can always, we'll always find more things to talk about. So let's just go, I'll just say we have a regular segment on our show, Matt's What She Said, and we want to invite you guys to join us.
Sounds good.
Okay. Cool. As you can see, that's why I didn't make it. It's a little bit long.
That's what she said.
But there were some good parts within it, so that's why we're sharing it with everybody else. The next clip is actually a little bit spoilery for Mary Poppins Returns, and this was Amanda and I discussing our opposing opinions on a certain part of the movie. It's really not that spoilery, but because I think the movie was still in theaters when we recorded it, we, said that we were going to take it out. So Amanda, do you remember what we even talked about?
Yes, and I think I know what this is.
I remember, and I still haven't seen the movie.
Well, spoiler alert again, Shandy.
Though, to be fair, I think it is still in theaters, but, like, it's been out for a while. Like,
yeah.
Guys, if you were going to go see it, you would have seen it already.
True.
Truth. All right, here we go. The cameo at the end, and I'll take this out, was supposed to be Julie Andrews, and she said no.
And I think that was the right choice, because I remember I was thinking I was like, well, that's interesting. Angela Lansbury is ancient, apparently.
Oh, my God. She's like 95 or something. Like
she's so old. And I was like, I bet you they probably wrote that for Julie Andrews, and that would have really cheapened the whole thing. And I think she's a smart lady, and she rightfully... I totally disagree.
I think that it would have been better if it was her. I think it would have had a really emotional impact because you had just had the Dick Van Dyke scene.
Yeah, I think that's too much. I think one old time, I think it's different. It's different to have the title character have a cameo somewhere else as like a different character. I think that takes you out of the world, personally.
I don't know. I'm going to take that out, though, but I'll put that as like our bonus content that we have to release like at the end of the month.
Oh, very smart. Good thinking on you.
Mm. I'm trying. All right. So there we go. I still disagree. I still think that it would have been badass to have Julie Andrews in it. But.
I'm still standing firm on my opinion. So respectfully agree to disagree.
I guess we're going to have to.
And I still haven't seen it. So no opinion here.
Although I think wait till it like comes to streaming. I think it's a movie you could absolutely enjoy at home on the couch in your PJs.
That sounds nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Agree.
All right. I wanted to see it when it came out, and then I just didn't get around to it. Also, because I see like two movies a year, so there you
go. That's fair. If it wasn't for MoviePass and my need to keep it going, I wouldn't have seen it either.
All right. Our next two clips are pretty quick. Just to finish it out, we talk about in this next clip is we have a fan page, and every week for the last like 3 or 4 weeks we have been plugging it, and every week for the last 3 or 4 weeks by the time it's Friday for release day we haven't actually made the fan page anything. So you hear it here first, patrons. Find us and realize you can find it and join it, but it's still a work in progress. We'll accept you. We're cool like that. But anyway, I'm not going to go through the spiel because you're about to hear it right now. And how much I can't work technology. But all right, here we go. Oh, we forgot to mention this. We have a Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes. We do. So we kind of created it and we haven't done a whole lot with it. But I think we're ready to kind of just, you know, jump in, right?
Sure. Why not?
So the broadcast fan page on Facebook, so I have like no idea how to work Facebook page, and I've been trying to figure it out like through the Jane Jack Shows one. Like literally can't. If you were paying attention on Monday night and saw 6 or 7 different times that their show got posted to that page, that was me because I couldn't figure out how to work it. Apparently you add pictures differently than you do in groups. Couldn't figure it out though. Huh. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It was really funny and kind of embarrassing because I was like, oh my God, somebody's going to get all these notifications and they're going to be like, what the hell are they doing?
The internet is hard
sometimes. So yeah, check us out. Like search for our fan page or we'll figure out how to like invite people. I don't know. I got 3 days before when I'm saying this and the show comes out. Yeah.
Or we'll edit it out and you'll never hear it.
Yeah. Or it'll be on the bonus content. There's your example. As you can see, I say a lot of things are going to the bonus content. I'm going to have to be better about editing that part out of each clip for the March show. At least we're honest about where it's going.
Yep.
That's what she said. Come on.
I'm sorry. Sorry. I was very slow on the uptake there.
That's all right. All right. And then our final clip is another short clip. And it was taken out because it discusses something about my office that I realized now that I have work friends listening, I probably don't want it out there. So here we go.
Until they become patrons.
Until they become patrons. Oh, one of them is a patron. Hey, Rachel, sup, girl? All right. It's okay. She's cool. She's cool. All right. Here we go. Do have a long story how we have this, but we have a Dewar's in our office. I mean, nobody ever drinks it, but I don't know.
For emergencies only?
No.
Emergency Dewar's?
No, it's...
Dewergency?
It's actually Jay's fault in a roundabout way. So we had our Christmas party at my coworker's house, and my boss... Jay, you know, prefers to drink like some kind of scotch. And my boss was like, I could bring scotch over. I have some. It was my father who passed away a few years ago. He's like, it was my father's. Nobody's going to drink it. So she brought it for Jay to drink to my coworker's house. And then, she left it at my coworker's house. So my coworker brought it in for her. And she was like to the office to like, you know, pass it back. And she was like, I'm just going to leave it here. And she left it there. So there we are.
There you go, for a rainy day.
Yep. Yeah, anyway. My great aunt also enjoyed Dewar's. Maybe it's like a later in life treat, the Dewar's.
You mean once you hit your mid-30s?
Well, I was gonna say 45, but you know.
Fair enough. Anyway, okay, there you have it, everybody, our first bonus show.
All right.
Yeah. Amanda, are you still muted?
Yeah. Let's hear that. My heat's still on.
Well, it's cold outside.
Yeah, but doesn't mean your heater shouldn't be so chatty.
That's all right. That's all right. Anything goes in the bonus show.
Yeah. That is not static you're hearing. That is steam heat by way of Brooklyn.
That's okay. That's okay. Like I said, anything goes in the bonus show. Does anybody have anything to add? I actually have something fun that I was going to do now, but I figured we should save it for the actual show. So if you're listening to this, stay tuned because I've got a fun. I found these books at Barnes & Noble. 100 questions about me and 3,000 questions about me and 3,000 would you rather questions.
Ooh. Oh my God. I love that.
Yes. So here's the thing. We could play one really, really quick round right now of would you rather, and then finish it up in the episode and then tell people to come listen to this.
Yes.
Okay.
I vote for that. We've teased it enough. We need to give them something and we can finish them off in the regular show.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so, what Shandy said.
All right. So there's 3,000. Let's pick a number that we could do.
24.
I was just looking at 24 because it's your birthday I freaking knew you were going to say that. I was looking at 24 or 224. So let me see which question is better.
I see. I was going to go way up in like 2,000 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 2,829. Okay, I'm going to ask.
Actually, 24 is a great question for Shandy, and 224 is a great question for Amanda.
All right.
All right. And both of these are pretty quick, so you just have to give what you'd rather do and why. Number 24, Shandy, would you rather give up watching movies the rest of your life or never ever read another book?
Definitely give up movies.
I knew you were going to say that.
Still got TV shows, and like you can't give up reading, so...
What if TV shows was taken away? Shit just got real.
Shit just got real. I mean, I think there's somewhere you can accomplish with a book, right?
Yeah, I think
so. Gotta keep the books.
Okay. And then question... Oh, Amanda, did you have an answer? You want to answer that too? And then I'll make you go more in depth with your actual one.
No, because I probably wouldn't take the educated high road that Shandy took.
it's not just that though. It's like, think about it. Like you can take a book with you anywhere. You're not dependent on technology.
That's fair.
You have more hours of entertainment.
I like my pictures.
Well, and you make the picture in your mind. So there's more like of a cognitive experience. You learn to empathize with other people.
I know. I hope I'm never faced with the question.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
All right. Question 224. Would you rather be a popular investigative reporter for your local station and try to uncover a truth, or a famous National Geographic photographer who is highly published?
Oh,
I almost said pornographer, by the way.
You almost said what?
Pornographer instead of photographer.
Oh. This is why I need to listen, let you finish before I start talking, because you miss all the good stuff. I would be the pornographer. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean photographer.
Ditto and ditto.
I would rather, I think, be the investigative reporter.
I think you'd be very good at that.
I think I would too. I'm very nosy.
Well, I didn't mean because you're nosy.
Wait.
I just mean because you're smart and intelligent and you connect dots and are a good writer.
Thanks.
Yes. Fartgate, hashtag.
Yeah.
Hashtag Fartgate. That's right. That's right. I already am a popular investigative reporter.
Right. Proof of purchase.
All right. So there we have it. Maybe once a month we'll intersperse doing these on the bonus shows and on the regular shows because they are kind of fun. But all right, cool. Thanks for playing, ladies. Thanks for listening, everyone. And we'll see you over on the regular broadcast feed at broadcasters3@gmail.com if you have any feedback. Otherwise, we'll, I don't know, catch you on the flip side. See you on the next month's content. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.